release from...
Ooh. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to a new episode. And we're going to call this season two of Jolly Flicks Podcast. My name is Lisa, and thank you for joining us. It's been a while. Life is finally starting to slow down a little bit, so I had this script ready to go, and I was like, all right, told my producer, let's go ahead and record, let's get this going, let's start back up. So, if you remember from the last episode, I talked about that we're going to take everything back to the 80s, and so all of our options were based in the decade, the 80s. And our tiny decision maker chose A Christmas Carol, which we know there are so many adaptations of A Christmas Carol, and we're just digging it from the old English, I guess. I don't know how many of you have actually watched this version before, but let's go ahead and get right into it.
I love those J-I-N-G-L-E.
Our movie synopsis goes a little something like this. The unscrupulous businessman Scrooge doesn't think much of Christian charity, but then the ghost of his deceased business partner appears to him, trying to get him to change his mind. Scrooge should learn to open his heart. This movie came out on December 17, 1984 in the UK. Clive Donner was the director, and it was distributed by CBS and 20th Century Studios. Of course, it was adapted from Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol book. The executive producer was Robert E. Fuse, and the music was by Nick Bycat. It's rated PG and runs at an hour and 40 minutes long. For our cast, we have some older cast, and I'm sure if I have some older listeners out there, you probably know who these people are, but I had no idea whatsoever. Our first cast member is George C. Scott, and he played Ebenezer Scrooge. He starred in Patton, The Changeling, Dr. Strangelove, The Exorcist 3, The Hustler, and many other films. For Tiny Tim, we have Anthony Walters. We have David Warner as Bob Cratchit. He was in Titanic, Time After Time, The Omen, Time Bandits, Cross of Iron, Morgan, A Suitable Case. Then we have Angela Pleasance, the Ghost of Christmas. I believe she was the Ghost of Christmas Past. Edward Woodward played Christmas Present. And then we have Frank Finley as Marley. And we have Susanna York as Mrs. Emily Cratchit. So let's talk about my personal thoughts. To be 100% honest, this was definitely not my favorite film at all. I feel like the beginning of the movie was a very dark opening scene, and then obviously it goes into a bright orchestrated music, so it kind of shows like the happiness of it. But the beginning definitely foreshadows what is to come. Very old style filming for that era. I feel like they could have modernized it a little bit, but of course they kind of wanted to stay in tune with the book. And I'm going to get into that a little bit later, more about the book. We have George Scott. He plays the grumpy old man very well. So I think the casting for Scrooge was perfect. Fair versus business is kind of a theme that I saw in the movie. And I mean, obviously, it's from the novel as well. And what I mean by fair and business, you know, a lot of the movie, what they're talking about is business talk. It's not really like saying, oh, like you have to play fair. No, they're showing the realization of what it means to be in a business. And, you know, they talk about like, why am I going to pay you to work when you're not working? Like, I'm trying to support public institutions, but it's kind of hard and you're putting me in a bad spot. Like, Scrooge is I think this is the adaptation that I've watched that I kind of understand Scrooge more for the way that he is. Like, it makes more sense and they explain it more. I feel like, you know, in the Muppet Christmas Carol and A Christmas Carol, the Disney animated version, they just show him as like why he's such a mean old grump, but they don't tell the story behind it. So I thought that was really interesting. Also, with how the story is told in the movie, I feel like it could have been considered a horror film with when Marley's ghost comes to talk to Scrooge. They, you know, have the doors locked and the walls shaking and everything like that. So maybe they're trying to do elements of it. But it also reminded me of the Haunted Mansion from Disneyland, you know, like at that beginning scene that I'm talking about that had like all the different weird things going on. They have different projections, the house decor, etc. I'm like, ooh, I'm not 100% sure when the Haunted Mansion was finished being built in Disneyland. But I feel like they definitely got some ideas from this film. I mean, don't quote me on it. I'm not sure if that's a fact or not, but it looks very, very similar. And I also really like that they kept the old style England setting, a very small town village vibes. I thought they played the setting very, very well. Favorite scene? I don't have one. And that's really bad. And I'm going to be 100% honest with you guys. I fell asleep watching this movie and it was the perfect nap time movie for me. It did not catch my attention whatsoever. So maybe my review isn't going to be like as in depth as my other ones. But I tried and I woke up and I tried like rewatching the parts that I slept through. And I'm like, this movie has me lost. I stuck it out, but I was very lost. I could not get into it whatsoever. So let's go ahead and get into our Frosty's five fun facts. There have been over 20 film adaptations of A Christmas Carol. Mickey Mouse has done it. The Muppets have done it. I talked about the Jim Carrey version. Michael Caine played at one point. Tim Curry played it. So between film, and I'm sure there's been multiple plays that have also been adapted from it. That's just interesting. I mean, everybody knows the story of A Christmas Carol, and I want to challenge you guys, if you are willing, to go up to someone and say, what's your favorite Christmas Carol movie? And see what they say, because I feel like everyone's going to be different based on their age, where they grew up, and like you'll find out more about them, like what kind of movies they like and stuff too. Do they like animated? Do they like live action? Do they like comedies? Do they like the seriousness? So just a challenge for you guys. This is the only film adaptation where he's in daytime clothes, not his pajamas. And when I was thinking about that, I was like, oh yeah, like in the Jim Carrey version, like he's always in his pajamas, like when the Ghost of Christmas Past, Present, and Future are taking him from place to place. So I was like, why'd they have Scrooge going to bed in his day clothes? I don't know, just interesting. And then this is the only adaptation where we see Scrooge's father, which for me, that helps gives the character development throughout it as well. Another fun fact I have for you guys is this film was made for TV, but eventually it was released theatrically in the UK. So that probably answers a lot of our questions of why it was made the way that it was, because it wasn't made for the big screens. It was made for our tiny screens, or the tinier screens at the time, in people's households. So they probably didn't really need to have a big budget or anything like that. They just kind of worked with what they had. And then the last fun fact I have for you guys is this was filmed in the town of Shrewsbury. they used 450 extras from that town for the film. Or, yeah, I guess it's a TV film. So I think that's cool that they incorporated the town that they used and used the people from it. And they filmed in many of the shops there as well. So that probably brought a lot of good business later on to Shrewsbury. And maybe it boosted their economy and became more of a tourist location. So if anybody's ever been there before, let me know. I think that's super cool place to check out. I've always been fascinated by checking out filming locations. I've done the Warner Bros. Studio tour before. Obviously, the Universal Studio tour. I want to go down and do the Paramount Pictures tour. But there's been like off, like set locations that I've been to. I got to go out to Oklahoma and see where The Outsider's house was and a couple of the other filming locations for that. If anybody's ever watched the TV show One Tree Hill, I went out to Wilmington, North Carolina a couple years back and got to see all of those filming locations. So it was just, for me, I geek out over that stuff. Now it's time for our tinsel time. So with season two tinsel time, I'm going to kind of change it up from time to time. I won't necessarily get everybody's opinions for movies, but I would rather ask different questions. So for this film in particular, I had a poll for the movie with four different options. The first one was yes, like basically asking if they've ever seen the film before. So the first option was yes, classic. The second one was A Christmas Carol Who? Couldn't stand to watch it. And then I put a meh, it's okay. So 50% of the people said yes, a classic. And 25% said A Christmas Carol Who? 12.5% said couldn't stand to watch it. And then another 12.5% said, meh, it's okay. So those are our facts about that. And I wanted to hear some of the reviews online. So I went ahead and just looked on Google, 1-star review, 5-star review of A Christmas Carol 1984. So I'm going to start with the 5-star. And this is what Nathaniel had to say. As chilling and tear-jerking as it is heartwarming, this magnificent adaptation of A Christmas Carol is, in my opinion, the best version of the Dickens classic ever filmed. So this guy definitely raves it. Again, people are entitled to their own opinions. Don't know if I necessarily agree with that one. But let's hear what our 1-star Richard have to say. Absolute tosh. Wooden acting by the star. Needs a proper script. Took the words from the novel, which is to be read. Needs a good scriptwriter. No emotional connect with this film. Soulless. Soulless is kind of crazy because obviously we do see the characters and we do see development. I wouldn't go so far to say soulless though. But those are our reviews, and that's kind of what our tinsel time is going to consist of the next, or this season, and we'll see if seasons to come stay like this as well. Now let's go to our Santa scale. I'm giving this movie, The Christmas Carol, the 1984 version, a 5 out of 10. I will say it follows the storyline very well. I have a love-hate relationship with the old English style. You know, the way they talk and the way they dress. I think they did the old English style very well. But for the time period that this was made, I felt like they could have put their own spin on it and not have to follow word for word with the book and the vibe that the book was giving. I think that the directors could have done a little bit better. There are some humorous aspects. They're not like, oh my gosh, belly laughing, just, you know, little like snarls. But like I said, I'm just not a fan of the movie overall. It's not really attention grabbing whatsoever. So like I said, like 2 minutes ago, if they would have added some of their own style to it and not just did what the book said, I think it could have been way better, way better. Especially because you do have someone playing Scrooge so well. And they did bring some of Scrooge's character development in it that we don't necessarily see from the other adaptations. And I feel like if they would have dug in deeper on that and really explored that option more, it could have been incredible. So that's it for our review today. A little bit shorter than what I normally do, but the next movie, I'm not doing tiny decisions. I didn't run anything on my social medias because it's October. And what Christmas movie, or is it a Christmas movie, is played pretty much from now until December? If you haven't guessed it yet, it's The Nightmare Before Christmas. And so one of my questions for Tinsel Time is going to be, is it a Halloween movie? Or is it a Christmas movie? And I'm so excited to see what everyone says because I know everybody has completely different opinions on it. So thank you all again for tuning in and welcome back. Season 2, we're going to make it fun. We're going to make it crazy because we are getting closer and closer to Christmas season. And I am so excited to share these reviews with all of you. So we will see you guys next time. Christmas tree, have a happy holiday.